Thanks for tuning in, everyone. This is Leslie Boomer, and I am here for another session of the Grow the Bench Weekly Short. Today's guest is Phil Harwood. Hey, Phil.
Hey, Leslie.
We are here today to talk about something that I feel like, yeah, there could be some skepticism surrounding predicting annual snowfall.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, first of all, you know I love snow, right?
I do.
So come on, even though it's April, we're going to talk about snow. Whether you get snow in April in your neck of the woods or not, every now and then in Michigan we get snow in April.
Yeah,
it's always fun.
Opening day in Cleveland. So often do we have snow so often for the Cleveland baseball. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So April's always a little bit iffy. You never know.
Uh-huh.
March can be really iffy. We can get some really heavy Marches in Michigan, snowfall-wise,
mm-hmm.
but
sure.
other times March is just a goose egg, and it's really,
yep.
you know, spring.
Yep.
So which leads us into predictions. You know, how do you predict how much it's going to snow? And what if I told you that you could predict with 100% accuracy, maybe not 100, 99.99% accuracy, almost perfect, how much snow it's going to fall in your market.
Mm-hmm.
What if I told you that? Would you believe me?
Well, I think I used the word skepticism when we opened up here today.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
If someone told me that, I'd be very skeptical too.
Why sure?
And if you read the blog this week, I actually write about this company that, I won't name their name, but it was probably 10 years ago-ish when they saw them pop up at all the trade shows and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're at symposium and everything. And they were predicting that, they were saying that they could predict snowfall totals for specific weeks for the upcoming winter.
Mm-hmm.
And they claim to have all these clients, these big box retailers where, you know, they could say, well, you know, the second week of March, it's, you know, there's going to be no snow. That's a really good time to, you know, promote your bathing suits or whatever it is, you know, like trying to like line up merchandise and advertising in terms of what the weather's going to be like.
Yeah, I remember this, Phil.
Yeah. So I was extremely skeptical. I'm like, yeah, there's no way this is possible. So I jumped on a demo, and they tried to convince me. They had they were showing me all these slides and screens about last year.
Oh yeah.
Well, see how we predicted last year. I'm like, well, anybody can go look up last year's actuals and go, oh yeah, we predicted that. Like,
oh, sure.
That doesn't prove anything.
Yeah.
I said, so you know what? I appreciate the demo. I'll talk to you next year and see if your predictions for this upcoming winter are actually accurate.
And?
They never showed up next year. Okay. They disappeared. So there you go.
No surprise.
Yeah, no surprise. So, okay. So can we predict actual snowfall by week or even a specific amount of snowfall?
Oh,
no,
man.
We can't.
No
we
way.
We can't. The meteorologists can't even do that. People
no.
with like PhDs and all the best access to all the best software and weather data coming in from around the world can't predict what it's going to do in 5 minutes.
Nope.
Okay, let's be honest.
Well, I mean.
However.
yeah.
However, what we can predict is a range with certainty.
Yeah.
We know there's going to be, with a 99.99% probability, we're going to get something from here to here in terms of snowfall.
That's right.
And you know what? For our clients, for a lot of our clients, that's what they want. They want to know what the risk is and what that probability is and what it's going to cost them for different at different levels of snowfall.
Yep.
And if they're straight up seasonal pricing with no cap, no floor, it costs them the same no matter what. And hello, we get that, right?
Sure. I'm
not telling you anything you don't already know.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're approaching this with a statistical mindset and saying, what our customers care about is they care about risk. That's what they care about. They care about the risk of what? Of expense, damage to the reputation in the marketplace.
Sure, being caught without everything they need to take care of a situation if it presents itself.
Yeah, and you know, every property is unique, but you know, if I'm a tenant in a retail shopping center and my business doesn't open on Saturday because there's 2 feet of snow in the parking lot and I lose an entire day of business,
that could be
catastrophic.
Absolutely.
That could ruin my entire year of financial performance. And if that happened to me, I would be suing my landlord.
Well, without a doubt.
And I probably would be looking around for another place to set up my bakery or my donut shop or my hairstylist location.
Sure.
You know, I'm going to say, all right, I can't operate here because these people who own this building can't provide the level of service I need to run my business. I can't be here anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going somewhere else. So if you own a building or you manage a building, you care a lot about your reputation as a landlord.
Yes.
The quality of everything, the build out space, you know, your lease arrangements, the curb appeal of the property, but certainly accessibility and safety and access and all that stuff, right?
Yes.
But we also care about slip and fall liability because that's a real thing.
All day long.
All day long, you know, whether it's increased insurance premiums or just paying out those nuisance, you know, go away fees that the insurance companies pay out. I mean, and if you end up in serious litigation, I mean, that can be monster money.
Yep. And it, I mean, it's a business killer. Everybody knows that.
But nobody wants to go down that road. Okay.
No.
So if we're really, really, truly seeing the snow and ice management business the way it is, it's all about risk mitigation, not just slip and fall risk, but reputational risk, goodwill, ability to, you know, lease space at a premium price, all those things. So our conversations are different when we're taking that mindset.
Yes.
Because it really doesn't matter how much we don't have any control over how much it's going to snow. We have zero control. But we know with absolute certainty, almost 100%, it's going to snow somewhere between here and here.
Yeah.
And we can even dial that down a little bit and go, there's a 90% probability it's going to snow from here to here. There's an 80% probability it's going to snow from here to here. 70, 60, 50. 50-50 chance it's going to snow more than this or less than this. Those are statistical, real numbers.
Sure.
Those aren't made-up, fake numbers.
Yeah, and as you say, this is all about risk management and how do you provide solutions for that for your customers.
Right. So when we're having a conversation about probability and risk and mitigation, that's a very different conversation. That's presenting snow and ice management not as just a basic expense item, like a line item, but a strategic investment, almost like a really good insurance policy to protect your brand, your goodwill, your lease pricing, your tenant, retention, all those things that really, really matter.
Yeah,
we have to make that connection.
It is an insurance policy against so many things that can really damage your business and your credibility so much.
Especially today when there's such a huge investment in terms of equipment and software and materials and training. There's a huge investment to be a player, to be a qualified snow and ice management contractor. There's no way we can cover that investment if we're not willing to have these conversations and sell retainers and sell seasonal contracts.
That is absolutely, because it is a litigious society in which we live. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's that risk is real for right. you and for your customers. So let's talk about where folks that are tuning in today can learn more. What are the events that are upcoming for Snow Fighters Institute?
Yeah, we go into this topic really deeply at our Forum for Sales events. And we have two Forum for Sales events this year in 2024.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
The first one's in May, the May 22nd, 23rd in Milford, Massachusetts. This is at the Milton Cat facility. They're beautiful campus, state-of-the-art training facility just outside of Boston. So that's May 22nd, 23rd.
Gotcha.
The other opportunity is in August. It's the 14th and 15th. And that's right here in Michigan, just north of Detroit, out in the suburbs in Novi, Michigan.
Super and easy to get to.
Wonderful opportunity to both of these to go really deep into the world of how to sell snow strategically. We walk through all kinds of math and charts and graphs, and our attendees have this massive workbook they go home with that's about an inch and a half thick of all kinds of stuff.
Well, yeah.
Our famous, world famous swag bag. Got to come just for the swag bag.
For sure.
And great networking. Just a good time with a bunch of good people.
Well, that sounds great. Yes. And it's really only about 2 months until the first one, the May 22nd.
Right. Yeah.
Actually, when this podcast drops, it is only going to be about a month out.
Oh, right.
So let's revise that and say,
yeah,
if you have not signed up for this, you better check it out because it is limited. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Yep. And then if by chance it's sold out for May, sign up for August.
Right.
So,
we saw these last year, these events sold out. So if you're interested in coming, jump over to snowfightersinstitute.com, get yourself registered, and get it going on. And there's one more quick little thing, Leslie.
Yeah.
For anyone who's in Massachusetts or in Pennsylvania, we have actually Neil, my business partner, Neil Glad, because he's such a great guy. He has discovered a way to have the state pay for all of your Snow Fighters events.
I learned about this.
So you can come to Snow Fighters for free.
Say more about how.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. Neil has hit us up. Hit us up. Yeah. We'll get you the information. There's a process you have to go through, but it's not that painful. We can help you through it, and you can attend or you can send people to Snow Fighters at no cost to you. How about that?
And for states that don't have this established yet, I know that Neil is willing to go if he sees the opportunity that he can do some work on that in your state. Mm-hmm. So this, Massachusetts and Pennsylvania right now.
Yeah, we have that set up right now.
Yep. Government funds to train your people. Sounds like a plan.
good place to wrap up with.
For sure. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in. Like Phil said, snowfightersinstitute.com for more information, or you can email phil@growthebench.com or neil@growthebench.com. Or are your emails the same at snowfightersinstitute.com?
They are. Sure.
Okay, great. Lots of different ways for you to reach out to either Phil or to Neil to find out more. And until then, thank you so much for tuning in. We always love to know that you're out there listening. And Phil, have a great week. Everyone, have a great week. We'll be back at you next week with Neil Glatt. Until then, we'll be wishing you a wonderful week.